If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. How's it going, eh? I just turned Canadian there for a second, eh? That'd be a boot debt for sure, the whole organization. 1-800-878-PLAY. Why did I say that phone number? Because it's the toll-free line. And here on the Video Game Review, by the way, I'm Rick Tittle. Did I say that? This is the only hour all week on all these sports talk networks that we get to talk about video games. And it's not just sports video games. This is all video games, baby. So don't be shy. My voice is a little hoarse. It's a pony. So come on in and help me out. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly girl. Video Game Review. Talk about video games. Questions, comments, or concerns of the toll-free line. It works all over this great land of ours and so foreign lands. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be. And we will talk all about video games. That's right. Neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between, come on in and let's do it. Other ways of listening to the program, there's the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We also stream through the website, sportsbyline.com. If you want to send me any emails, those go to rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's important to remember as well, because I do give out a cheat code at the end of the show. Just send me a request, rick@sportsbyline.com, like digging up old game cheat codes. And also I give away a brand new game at 40 after on every show. So feel free to take a guess. It's a very easy question. Second correct answer will win the video game as well. We are also on SBNationLive.com as we go through that great network. And also all my truckers out there, White Line Fever, how about Sirius XM 211 in progress? See the man, male Caucasian, 1 out of 12. It's the Dan Patrick channel. We're there as well. And your television sets, that's right, I'm still going. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. So we're going to talk video games, what's new, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. We'll do it together. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It is the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And it's great to have you with us as we talk video games. And don't be shy. You can come in at any point at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. We'll pay for the call. Toll free, 1-800-878-7529. So I got my hands on Atomic Heart. Because I got thick skin and an atomic heart. It's funny, I had it in my cart on Amazon. It was like $68.99, and I was like, whew. And I really wanted to buy it, despite it being from Russia. It's just people making video games. Don't panic. And I was like, $68, man. I work in radio. And then I happened to check last week, and it was down to 57, and I'm like, okay, well, it's probably going to stay like that for through the holidays. So I took the plunge, got it for the PS5, and it's hard. I almost didn't talk about it this show because I haven't played it long enough to give it a proper review, because it's doing what I hate, which is basically what Naughty Dog games do, like The Last of Us or Drake's Fortune, stuff like that, where you're just watching it. You're not really playing it. And there are plenty of movies on streaming services galore if I wanted to watch a movie. I want to play a video game. Now, I understand that we have to suffer through cutscenes sometimes and cinematics. And I mean suffer. The only one I ever want to see is the Pac-Man. That's about it. Walk up, walk up, walk up, walk up. Just give me a cutscene that's like 8 seconds. I can deal with it. Or at least give me a chance to get out of it. But I will say this for Atomic Heart from Mundfish, the developer. It's some of the most amazing graphics I have ever seen on a console. I mean, just unbelievable you're on this cloud city, and there's like these huge, it's supposed to be the Soviet Union in 1955. And you don't really realize you're in a cloud city until you get in this old beat up car, and then this robot like helicopters you down to the ground. And but just hundreds of people marching and huge vista. I kept doing the old screenshot thing, just like, just to say, I gotta screenshot this, because it's just boom, boom, boom. It's just huge vistas and all this different stuff going on without any lag whatsoever. So while I'm in these cinematics, and that the voice acting is horrendous. It's funny, the other people, not the main character, are not that bad. And you get a lot of guys with English or German accents too. The Russian, that's the main protagonist, I say in quotes, talks like an American guy. But to me, he says all his lines too fast. And when they were editing it together, sometimes he kind of almost steps on what the person is saying in front of him. It's like, I would like to, yeah, I'll do that when I feel like it. It's like, well, let him say what he's going to say. So that's a bit annoying as well. But I did finally get to a level where all these like sick robot dudes, and the robots are, they sort of look like Woody Allen and Sleeper. Is that reference too old? But just sort of like white sort of aliens with like those toothbrush Hitler mustaches, almost, maybe a little bit whiter. But they give you a shotgun, they give you an axe. And so finally starting to get a little bit in. Weapons can be upgraded with cassettes. The ammo in the game is very scarce, so there's a stealth option as well. There's also a quick time where you can dodge left and right. But you have this glove. It's called the polymer glove, and it grants telekinesis, freezing, electricity. You can combine it with both melee and ranged weapons. The ammo can be upgraded with these canisters. They can be looted and crafted and equipped on the player, both melee and ranged as well. And if it depletes, it's discarded from your inventory. But your Agent P3, that's your name. And you're a World War II vet, and you have some memory problems. So you got invited to assist in the rollout of Collective 2.0 at Facility 3826. But he finds that robots have massacred almost all the people. So Sechnikov explains that Petrov, Sabotage Petrov, which in English would be Peterson of Peter, Petrov sabotaged the Collective 1.0 node and asked P3 to apprehend Petrov. And with his AR partner, Charles, or Charles, says Charles, attached to his glove, P3 has to confront these homicidal robots and all these other failed biomechanical experiences as well. And then you'd have a little mental instability. There were these sort of like flower security cameras, but I could use my pulse to knock it out. There's also a little thing where you can like hold R1 and R2 together, or sorry, R1 and L1, and it gives a scan, makes everything dart for a second. So here's the thing as well. So I know a lot of people, you know, the Harry Potter game got a lot of controversy, because even though J.K. Rowling had nothing to do with it, she had the temerity to say, if you menstruate, you're a woman. And so people wanted to ban that game. And then like the trolls that run the bank, they thought that was anti-Semitic. This game, Atomic Heart, is controversial because it's a quote-unquote Russian game, even though Munfish is headquartered in Cyprus. Now, they do have offices in Moscow and St. Petersburg. But if you think about it as a Cypriot game as well, what I try to think of it is, I don't feel like I'm buying a hand grenade for the Russian army by buying this game. And maybe you think you are. I hope not. I would like to think, and that's the thing too, I have had this happen before, especially traveling through America in the 80s, is that people who hated Americans, they just think whoever's president is my boy. Like, that's my guy. It doesn't matter if I voted for him or her or not, when you lump everybody together. But anyway, playing this game so far, it is beautiful. It's crazy. It's really interesting. I just wish they would let me play the damn game. And I also would like to find a code where I could have everlasting shotgun shells. That would be another thing I would really like, because these are robots. They come at you very fast. But there's nothing like it. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. The BioShock, where they were up in the clouds, what was that, BioShock 3? It's a little bit like that, you know, and you think about BioShock where you would get the tapes, especially the original one when you're underwater. It is definitely a wink or a look towards BioShock, the first and the third one. But on the other hand, it's wacky. It really is. And I kind of think like it'll be something from like From Software that does like Demon's Souls and Bloodborne and all that. Not that it has that kind of art, just because of how wacky it is. But so far, it's interesting. It's not something like I can't put it down, but it's interesting so far. Atomic Heart. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do. The lines are available if you'd like to come on in and be part of the discussion. Questions, comments, or concerns, 1-800-878-PLAY. Saw a poll online, and this is something that I never do at Sports Talk. It's, what's your favorite sports movie? But because of the Super Mario movie, 5 days in, has already earned more money than any video game movie in history. 5 days in, that's what it says in reports, that I was interested to see favorite video game movie of all time, what the votes were. And number one was Mortal Kombat from 1995. And then rounding out the votes, Silent Hill from 2006 was next. The Super Mario Brothers movie, as I mentioned, 5 days old. Then Sonic the Hedgehog, Mortal Kombat 2001, Resident Evil 02, Detective Pikachu, Super Mario's 93, Lara Croft 01, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 last year, Warcraft 16, Tomb Raider 18, and then it started getting into the minutiae. The guys in the Hall of Fame, they get three votes and go off the ballot their first year. It's almost like I almost forgot some of these movies. Prince of Persia, Seashells. The Sands of Time, Street Fighter, 94. Uncharted, 2022. That got 1.9% of the votes. Yeah, that was the one with Marky Mark. That one was pretty bad. I got like 5 minutes in and I was like, eh. Now, here's the thing. In the 80s, if you would rent a VHS of that, you would watch the whole thing because you drove down there, you rented it, you knew you'd have to rewind it. And that's the great thing now with like Netflix and Amazon, whatever, HBO Max. You're just like, eh, it sucks. What else is in my queue? Yeah. And then Rampage got 1.2% of the votes. Other movies receiving votes, but less than 1%. Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within, Hitman. Actually, wasn't that Timothy Oliphant? That wasn't that bad. Doom 05, Need for Speed 14, Angry Birds, Double Dragon, DOA, Dead or Alive, Wing Commander, Resident Evil Afterlife, Resident Evil Apocalypse, Resident Evil Extinction. It's interesting, they're all together. Cradle of Life, that was Lara Croft Tomb Raider. That's 20 years ago. In the Name of the King, a Dragon Siege Tale 08. Monster Hunter, that was just a few years ago. Mortal Kombat Annihilation, House of the Dead, Postal. Max Payne got one vote, as did Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li, Tekken, Silent Hill Revelation, Hitman Agent 47, also Assassin's Creed 2016 got one vote. Sorry there, Michael Fassbender. And then there were six movies that got zero votes. Alone in the Dark, Blood Rain, Far Cry, Resident Evil Retribution, Resident Evil The Final Chapter, and the Angry Birds movie 2. Now, if you would ask me how many Resident Evil movies they had made, I would have said two or three. There are five. Yeah. It's just like, and I guess it's not for me. I'm not in the demo. I've never once seen one of those Fast and Furious movies. I'm not that I'm too cool for them. It just doesn't appeal to me. And now they're on their 10th. By the way, here's the exact number on the Super Mario Brothers. Fastest start ever for 3 days, 143 million, and then 5 days, 204.6 million. Now, the range they said after 5 days, they were hoping for 125 million, and they beat it by 80 million. Wow. So, for the 3 day opening weekend of any movie, it's number 30 all time. You wouldn't expect it to be up there with Star Wars or Indiana Jones, would you? Or even some of those Marvel movies. The 5 day total, number 17 of all time. And for video game movie, number one of all time, which doubled last year's Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which I did see in the theaters, Jim Carrey, because that made 72 million. And we saw what happened. So, as I said, it's also getting okay reviews, too. Globally, as well, they have the other movie that was closest to this from overseas. The only one that has made more as far as a American movie was Frozen 2. Now, once again, I'm out of it. I didn't know there was a Frozen 2. But Mario's earnings allow Universal, which is in charge of Focus Features, to become the top earning parent company of 2023. So far, theater domestic market, $559 million. So if you think about it, nowadays, most people, I would say, people with jobs have a beautiful high-def TV at home, right? And not only do they have a beautiful high-def TV, they have access to all these great games and movies. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And yet, why do we keep going to the movie theater? Because it's the shared experience. And it's also the popcorn, which is much better than microwave if you get the real deal, for sure. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. FIFA 23. Well, here's the thing. If you love playing FIFA, and I do, and I had that one on the Genesis where there was actual singing, it was fantastic. The first ever soccer video game came out in 1978. It was on the Odyssey. It was designed by a guy named John Burgesson. Just going back. And so in 1993, I remember getting it on the Genesis, and it was called FIFA International Soccer, and then it changed to EA Sports FIFA. Now, due to the FIFA name attached to the video game, it gained instant popularity, and it truly lived up to its name. But today we have EA Sports FIFA 23 as the latest soccer game between FIFA and EA. Sadly, this will be the last of its kind, and we all have to say goodbye to the FIFA-EA collaboration. The two parties were supposed to agree on a new deal in order to continue their partnership, but a deal did not come up, and they have broken up. And Gianni Infantino, the little infant that runs FIFA, he says that they're going to have a great partner and everything's going to be awesome. And they're going to do it in-house. Yikes. What are you going to do, hire the Pro Evo people to come over? I don't know. But we now have the new game from EA Sports. It's called EA Sports FC. And more is to come from EA Sports 15. But in a press release, a guy by the name of Nick Wolodkia, SVP and GM of EA Sports 15, FC, says, "This is where the story of EA FC begins. EA Sports FC begins. We are building on 30 years of leadership and history, creating experiences that bring global football community together and continuing to take in fan-first feature. EA Sports FC will be a symbol for the sport, a symbol of innovation and change, and we're energized to show our fans more about the future in July. Now, in case you're worried about the change of teams and players due to licensing issues, then worry less. This is because EA has partnered with over 700 teams, more than 19,000 players, and 30 leagues. These are fully licensed. The entire Premier League, entire Bundesliga, MLS, the Women's League, NWSL, Champions League as well. Now, because they're not FIFA, you're not going to play any World Cup games. You're not going to play, which is too bad. Now, I said Premier League. Did I say La Liga? No. Did I say Le Championnat Français? No. Did I say the Eredivisie? No. Did I say Serie A? No, I didn't. So that's something we're going to have to wait on. I don't know how too many people are fired about MLS, but I think you probably rather have Serie A than MLS, but maybe you don't. Maybe all you care about is your Portland Timbers, and that's fine. But it's just weird how it's come out like that. But, I mean, I remember I would have these guys from Pro Evolution Soccer, and they'd say, well, we have Barcelona, and we have Arsenal, and we have Juventus. Cool. Who else do you have? We got a couple more. And then you play these games, and it's awesome graphics, really good game. But you play Barcelona against, like, you know, Coruña, Catalonia, like some fake name. And it's like, it's just not the same. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come on back, give away a brand new game. My name is Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game Review.
Rise with your game.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. We got 20 more minutes of video game talk. We'll send you back to sports talk on the respective networks, Sports Byline, SB Nation, Sirius 211, Dan Patrick Channel, everyone else. As I start talking like that, it's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. The game's called Crab Champions. Crab Champions, developed and published by Noise Storm Limited. It's on the PC. Here's the blurb. Claw your way across exotic islands, combining fluid movement with fast-paced combat to become a crab champion in this third-person shooter with roguelike elements. Yeah, you see this crab with like a double-barreled shotgun. My question is this with crabs or not? Cracking myself up because these questions are too easy. Once again, is Crab Champions, does it include crabs? All right. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. The second correct answer will win the game, Crab Champions. Noise Storm Limited, they published it. They developed it as well for the personal computer. Just out on April 1st. So run, don't walk to pick that up. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on in and get heard wherever you might happen to be. This is interesting. You know how we, or maybe you don't know, in our military, they use a lot of video game simulators to, I don't know, train people to fly Black Hawk helicopters or Apaches, what have you, flight sims and such things. And tractors are commonly sold to farmers at agricultural fairs. They get announced in these trade press things. But now with the video game Farming Simulator, which is made by Giant Software, they get hundreds of queries a year from manufacturers. This is according to The Guardian. For tractors and combine harvesters to trailers, balers, and seed drills. About how they feature in the game and then create their own virtual farm, because it's important enough that some firms have even launched products at the same time as the game is updated, right? And so this company, Giants, is based in Switzerland, and they said the interest from manufacturer provides it with enough of a revenue stream to cover the cost of game development. Wolfgang Ebert says, in the beginning, we had to ask manufacturers to be included in the game. Today, we have to consider who we can integrate and what benefit there is to the game. We have many, many brands waiting to be included. And yeah, I saw one of these loaders said Manitou on it. I thought it was Manitou Incline, Colorado Springs. Once was enough for me. Look that up. But players begin with a barn. A little bit of equipment, a little bit of a land, got to grow food, sell it, expand the farm, get better gear. And part of the appeal of Farming Simulator, like Flight Sim or any other F1 racing games, just comes from the realism. And, you know, The thing is, you're not going to buy a Learjet. You're not going to buy an open wheel racer, right? But there are plenty of farmers right now who have bought some of this game. This game has sold over 25 million copies who could potentially field test the new tractor in the game. Are you sitting in the exact seat? No, but are you getting a feel for it? Kinda, yeah. And companies now share detailed engineering drawings of their products with giants so they can put it in the game just right. Normally it'd be the other way around. It's like, we want to make sure this is legit. I remember when Battlefield Bad Company came out, that DICE, Digital Illusion Computer Entertainment, in Stockholm, in Sweden, under the Activision umbrella, that they actually, or is it the EA umbrella? Oops, I forgot. I think it's EA, actually. But anyway, they went out and they recorded the actual guns being shot. You know, you want that realism if you can get it. And so Giants has resources to include about 500 products. And there are limited opportunities. And so if you think about how much money changes hands in the game too, like, well, think about this. Last September, the Finnish firm Valtra, they announced its Q series of tractors. The exact same day, Giants released an update to Farm Simulator 22. And they have collaborated since 2014, and they always try to get their timetables to coincide. And so right from the get-go, farmers hear about the Q series, and on that very day, the gaming community were able to discover it. And a lot of games have included advertising from product placement for some time, from mobile phones to junk food, H&M, that cheapo clothing store, unless they want to sponsor this show. You know, they did add-on packs in The Sims, and I mean, Sony was advertising PlayStation on pitchboard signs and FIFA 19, even on the Xbox version. But in the interest, and Farming Simulator goes beyond product placement, it's just an established part of what Valtra does with their marketing. They said, quote, "We see people really engaging with it, gamers discussing features of the machine and how to equip it. It's not product placement anymore." Right. But here's the thing. Feedbacks from gamers, sometimes that could be a cool idea as well. That's one way to get into it and fix things up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Sony, S-O-N-I. Sony says, "Rick, what is the worst video game movie ever made?" This, see, we're getting back into movie talk. That's why I decided to include it. I would probably say the original Super Mario game, which was so with Captain Lou Albano, which really was just was pretty horrifying. And the other one I would probably say up there is Doom too, because Doom was such an amazing game and the video game was nothing like it. But I did see a poll the other day that said that Alone in the Dark was the worst video game movie ever. And a guy who's been on my show, Steven Dorff, was in that. Also, you had Christian Slater in that game. You had the lovely Tara Reid, who I once met at, was that Super Bowl 37 in San Diego? That was a long time ago. But that was from Uwe Boll. And according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's one of the worst it's one of the worst movies of all time. Now, Rotten Tomatoes is not the be-all and end-all, but it got a 1% approval rating on the tomato meter. And it's here's the thing. Blair Erickson, who wrote the movie, said the director missed the mark about what was it supposed to be and that he tried to change it and get his own script. That can happen sometimes. Here's the thing about Alone in the Dark, which I like the game. I have no recollection of it, which would be pretty bad if I did see it and then I did have no recollection of it. Rotten Tomatoes also hates Blood Rain as well, which is another Uwe Boll movie. Not a big hit. Agent 47, that was supposed to be Paul Walker, and then he passed away, unfortunately. And that was not Timothy Oliphant, but they got Rupert Friend, who is creepy. I didn't think that movie was that horrifying, to tell you the truth. I do remember being kind of excited for Wing Commander. That was the one with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard, another guy that's been on the show. Saffron Burroughs. And people basically said it was the Jar Jar Binks of video game movies. Street Fighter, well, I think it was supposed to be a joke. You know, you had Van Damme, another guy that's been on the show. I know I'm name dropping, but they all have, not for these movies. But I also thought, speaking of Marky Mark, I thought Max Payne was horrifying. I couldn't get through more than about 20 minutes of it. And what they basically tried to do was take that bullet time from the Matrix, which they put into the game, that combat mechanic. And it just didn't work. Although Mila Kunis looked great as well. But anyway, thank you for the email. It's time to check out what's coming out this week in video games. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Doctor Who, An Unlikely Heist. Also, this weekend, to coincide with the Masters, congratulations, John Rahm from Arizona State and Spain, EA Sports PGA Tour, that's on the 5, the X and S, and the PC. Suffer the Night, an action-adventure horror game on the PC. The Library of Bobble, adventure platformer on all the big boy systems and the Mac. Process of Elimination, an adventure visual novel on the Switch and the PS4 there. Sherlock Holmes, The Awakened, adventure horror remastered. It's on all the big systems. On big systems, I mean PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, the Switch, and also the personal computer. Tron Identity. This is an adventure, puzzle, visual novel. Yes, PC and Switch as well. Calibur, action, F2P, MMO. This is like any MMO you would expect to be on the personal computer. And you'd be right about that. Ghostwire Tokyo, action horror. It looks scary. Plantera 2, Golden Acre, casual indie sim. This looks like 8-bit graphics. Pokemon Stadium makes its way to the Switch. It's going to be a big hit. Rusted Moss. This is an anime-looking game. Metroidvania in action. Wild Frost, a deck builder strategy roguelike. Switch and PC. Also on the PC is A Night in the Attic, and that's with a K. Adventure is a puzzle game. Boundary, a first-person shooter, which looks kind of cool. Cannon Dancer Osman, this is an action game on all the big systems. Dogfight, a sausage bomber story. This is an action casual indie game. Hello Kitty and Friends, Happiness Parade. Aw, that is on the Switch. Hunt in the Night, an action game for the PC. Kill It with Fire VR. This is a VR shooter for your PC. And the cover art is a big, giant, gross spider. But just getting back to Tron Identity for a second, this is from Bit Hell Games, developed and published. And I'll tell you the blurb. Tron Identity is a visual novel adventure following Query, a detective program tasked with uncovering the mystery of what was taken and by whom. You'll interact with intriguing characters and decide whether to ally with them, spurn them, or even derez them on a mission to recover lost memories. Now, this is Bit Hill Games, but it's under the Disney umbrella. Ooh, yes. All right, I'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Just a couple minutes left here on the Video Game Review. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Patty. Patty wants to know some cheats for Guitar Hero World Tour on the PS2. There are a lot of cheats for it, but I got the one for you here. And this is the most important one. I got a lot of them here, but you can email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. When the game starts, just go blue, blue, red, green, blue, blue, yellow. Once again, blue, blue, red, green, blue, blue, yellow, and that will unlock all songs. Did you hear what I said? Yes, it will unlock all songs and you don't have to earn them. And that can be very frustrating as you go through. And I'll also give you one more for fun as well to play at AT&T Park. Well, now it's called Oracle Park in San Francisco. yellow, green, red, red, green, blue, red, yellow. Once again, yellow, green, red, red, green, blue, red, yellow. This is the Video Game Review. You can email me throughout the week at rick@sportsbyline.com, but we will see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.